the topic title, The Healing Wonders of the World. The Healing Wonders of the World. Quickly before we step into our teaching, let's go to the book of John chapter 5. And I'm reading from verse 1 to 15. A very iconic story there about a man whom Jesus met at the pool of Siloam. The Bible speaking says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He said, now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. So, five porches, they're talking about there are five what? Parts of the river, the parts of the pond. There are five parts of that pool so that there is enough room for everybody. It said, in this lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Verse 4 says, why were they waiting there? For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool. So there's an angel that is always coming into that pool. And when he comes in, he troubles the water. How do they know the angel has come? The water begins to move. And whosoever is the first person to step in after the angel has troubled the water was made whole of whatsoever diseases he had. If I should be the head or someone to manage that pool, I would have said, let us make a queue. Amen. Let's make a queue. When it is your turn, you enter. And since the angel is coming every day, there is no harm. At least within a year, everybody should be settled. Praise Master Jesus. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. He was there for 38 years. Now this story will show us the character of the person of Jesus. And when Jesus saw him lie down there, he knew that he had been there for a long time. Because even the clothes would have been very dirty. He would be looking so unkempt. So you know he has been there for what? For long. He had been there for 38 solid years. Even before Jesus was born, he had been there. In that pool. He said unto him, will thou not be made whole? Won't you be healed? Why are you still here? Provision has been made, sir. How come you've been here for 38 years? Here comes the issue. There was a mentality problem. There was no shortage of power. It was not as if the healing was not available, but there was a mentality problem. One famous president of America says, if a man has a wrong mentality, I'm paraphrasing, he said, no matter what you do, you can't really what? Help him. And he said, when a man has the right mentality, no matter what you do, you will not be able to what? To stop him. Because before any man is defeated, his own mentality will what? Will defeat him. And the same way, here comes his mentality. The impotent man answered and said, sir, I have no... There was a self-pity mentality. The reason other people were healed is their brothers and sisters came with them. Their family members came. I came alone. What is the excuse you are giving for your change of story? What is the excuse you are giving? Because as long as you are making excuses, that situation will remain. He said, I have no man. when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming down, another steps in before me. Sir, it is possible for him to have rolled into the water. Amen. For you to be there for 38 years, sir, you should have even known the exact hour that the angel will always want. You will have experience there. He would have been able to even roll into the water. Into the water. But there was a dependent mentality. There was a mentality that I cannot be able to get it. So as long as you see that your healing is not possible, you will not be able to get it. As long as you keep giving excuses, this is stamina. The doctor said this is cerebral. They said, as long as there are excuses on your lips, sir, God may not be able to help us beyond our ability to believe him. The Lord increase you. Verse 8 says, Jesus said unto him, rise up, take up thy bed, and walk. Sir, someone that said he needed someone to take him to the river, now was able to do what? To rise up. So if he could rise up, he could roll. If he had energy to try to stand, Jesus did not hold him by the hand and say, let me put you in the water. Your faith has to come. Stand up. Try to stand up. There must be a step of faith to be taken for your own testimony to be delivered. There is your part to play. And until that part is played, sir, our testimonies might not be in view. The Lord give us understanding. The Bible says, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And it was on the Sabbath day. Praise Master Jesus. For someone today, tonight will be your own night of liberation. I said tonight will be your own night of liberation. If you read through scripture, there was also another fellow that came to meet Jesus. He was the father of Jairus. And he met Jesus in a crusade ground. And he said, Master, please have mercy on me. Follow me home, for my daughter is what? He said, I believe that if you will only lay your hands on her, she will be fine. Here was a brother that was believing that if he had somebody, his miracle will come. Here is the father of Jairus believing, if only Jesus can come to my house, then I can have my testimony. Is someone getting light? Then, while they were on the way going, sir, a woman with the issue of blood in her own house said, if only I can touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, then I'll be healed. I don't need Jesus to come to my house. I don't need someone to help me to start. She was in pain. You can imagine a woman that was bleeding continuously for years. She would be weak. There was a crowd. She would have waited for her neighbor to escort her. The Bible says she has spent all she had. She said, if only I can what? I can touch that. Now here is her faith. If only I can what? I can touch. So I will try to go and meet Jesus. Then there is a man that is saying, Jesus needs to come to my house. Then there is a man that is saying, I need someone to help me to get what Jesus has made available. And then there is a brother, I love his own approach. In Matthew chapter 8, from verse 8, the man was evil and unbeliever. Passive. And scripture says, the centurion answered and said unto Jesus, because Jesus said, okay, your daughter is sick, let's go to your house. And he said, Lord, I am not worthy for you to even come under my roof. Only speak the word, and thy servant will be made. All I need is your word, sir. And verse 10 says, and when Jesus had heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found such great faith, not in Israel. Sir, all of them got their healing. All of them were limited to the level of the faith they possessed. So there is someone today that is believing, if only Jesus can come to me in a dream, then I will be healed. There is someone that is believing, if only I can see Bishop Oyedepo to lay hands on me, then I will be healed. There is someone that is saying, if only I can go to Kinala, I know this infirmity will go. It's all faith. And you know the funny thing, sir? God will walk with you according to your faith. And there is a brethren that is seated today that is saying, let the word just come, and I know I will be made whole. Be that brother, sir. Because these are the ones that will carry their testimonies home today. Every man's test, every man's faith will determine how the power of God will flow through him. There are those that are expecting until hands are laid. There are those that are expecting until this is done. But if you would believe the word is able to restore the health of a man. Someone say here. I'd like you to understand that intimacy will bring us to the knowledge of who Jesus is. Until you come close to somebody, you may not know their true what? Character. You may not know who they are. And the more we come closer to Jesus, the more we understand the kind of person he is. No wonder in scripture, in Psalm 103 from verse 6 to 14. Psalm 103 verse 6 to 14. In scripture, David, from the place of intimacy, began to give us an understanding of who Jesus is. He said, the Lord executed judgment, righteousness, and judgment for all that are oppressed. He is always interested with those that are oppressed. Hope you know there were many people at that pool. Jesus did not answer any of them. He only went to that man that has been there for how many years? 38 years. They were blind, they were all dead, because he had been there for long. Verse 7 says, he made known his ways unto Moses and his act unto Israel. Why did Israel not know his ways, but they saw his act? They lacked the intimacy that Moses had with this God. This Moses could take out time to seek this God for days, to understand this God. And the Israelites were there just to receive. The more we behold him, the more we seek to know him, the more we understand the kind of person he is. He said, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Verse 10, he had not dealt with us after our sins, nor regarded us according to our iniquities. Verse 10, verse 11 says, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is the mercy of God towards them that fear him. Verse 12. It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far had he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear. Verse 14. For he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. Hear me, child of God. God knows what is happening to that organ in that body. God knows the challenges you are going through. If only you can trust in him. If only your faith can be activated today. Because what you can see is what you believe to happen. It's what you believe that you will eventually experience. The Lord give you understanding. Now, when we go through scripture, we find out that the character of this God is a healer. In Matthew chapter 12, from verse 5 to 13, we're introduced to Jesus here. The Bible speaking says, or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath day the priest in the temples profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Verse 6, but I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the what? The temple. Jesus speaking about himself. But if ye had known what it meaneth, that I will show mercy and not sacrifice, ye would have not condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath day. Verse 9. And when he had departed thence, he went into their synagogue. Verse 10. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? They that they might what? Accuse him. Even though Jesus knew they wanted to set him up, it didn't hinder him from revealing the kind of person he is. And what kind of person he is? Verse 11. And he said unto them, what man among thee shall have the one sheep, and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, and will not lay hold of it and lift it out? It says, how much then shall a man, is a man not better than a sheep? He said, wherefore, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day? Verse 12 says, it says, then he said to the man, stretch forth thy hand, and he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. God will break protocols. God will break boundaries. God will go over protocols just to make sure that his children are restored. He will go beyond the ordinary. He will go beyond the physical just to make sure that his children enjoy his mercies. So a songwriter says, there is no mountain you will light up coming after me. There is nothing he will change. He is that willing, sir. He will climb the mountain for your sake. He will light up the path for your sake just to make sure that that which concerns you is settled. So scripture says, for we have a high priest that is moved by our infirmities, by our emotions. So that which you feel you are passing through, God knows, and he wants to bring you out. The question is your faith online? Or are you still believing that the day I get to Canaan, like, this thing will stop? Or are you still holding on to the day that Jesus will appear in the dream, that issue will stop? Or are you still holding on to, I know if I can just go to US, to that hospital in Oxford, it will be settled. It will be to you, sir, according to your faith. That's the reason I showed us all these people, sir. It is to every man according to his, in your finances, in your marriage, sir. It will be to you according to your faith. What you don't expect, you won't get. What you don't desire, you won't experience. The Lord give us understanding. Now, the character of Jesus is a healer. Now, what is the meaning of a healer? And what is the meaning of healing? From Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17, we meet that word there. It says, for I will restore health unto you. It said, because, and I will heal thee of thy wound. It said, because they have termed thee as an outcast, as Zion. I will restore health to you, and I will heal thee of thy wound. Now, healing here is a Greek word that also connotes to suture. Praise Master Jesus. To sew. Just like a tailor will amend a cloth that is out of shape. In the same way, the prophet here is referring to God's ability to mend us. To repair that which is not what? Functioning what? Properly. So healing here, it connotes repair. Is there a faulty organ? Jesus is able to repair. It connotes change. Has it been said that it is damaged? Jesus is able to change. It connotes restoration. Has anything taken away? Jesus is able to restore. It connotes to deliver. Is there an oppression? Is there a power that is sponsoring that affliction? Jesus is able to what? To deliver. He said, shall the prayer of the terrible be taken away, or shall the prayer of the mighty be delivered? He said, thus says the Lord, I will contend with them that contended with thee, and I will feed them with their own flesh, and I will drunken them with their own blood as with sweet wine, and I will deliver your children. He is out to contend. That is why in this service tonight, everything that is out to remain, that is what that wants to stay in anyone's body, buying and selling, keeping the fellow in circles, tonight they are taking off. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. But your faith must be in line, sir. your faith. Even after blind Bartimaeus was shouting towards Jesus, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus didn't answer it. Thus he shouted them all. They said, he was shouting them all. Then came Jesus said, "Come." And when he came, you would have said immediately he just came, Jesus would just heal him. It was still the same question. "What do you want me to do for you?" Because he don't know whether blind Bartimaeus wants Jesus to give him a pair of eyeglasses. Or to give him a new shoe. Praise Master Jesus. Because it will be according to the words. Jesus himself went to his hometown and he could not do much miracles, the Bible said. Why? Because what? There was no expectation from the people. There wasn't what? An expectation. Praise Master Jesus. Amen. So, even if you are taking medication, if there is no expectation for you to get better, it may not work. Because there is something about your body. And a research was done. They called three people that were healthy. And they spoke to them. And they told them, "We just discovered that some of your cells in your body, they are degrading. And within a short time, if it is not properly handled, it may turn to cancer." And the next day, the other one came and was complaining of pains all over his body. Have you noticed that before you went to the hospital, before they told you what was wrong with you, you were okay, but immediately they mentioned what was wrong, all the symptoms started showing. Because your mind has a strong part to play in your health. That's why even before they tell you your HIV results, they will tell you it's not the end of the world. You can live a prosperous life. Do you know people with HIV live up to 40 years, 60 years, 80? If they take their medication, they are trying to stir up hope in you. Because once hope is taken from a man, it's gone. Praise Master Jesus. That's the difference between a dead man and a living man. Every man that is alive still has what? So your faith must be alive for God to be at work in your life. The Lord give you understanding. So one way Jesus heals us. Now, if Jesus is a healer, we've been able to establish the fact that Jesus is a healer and he's willing to heal us. Now, I'd like us to understand also that what someone is, his content is also. Praise Master Jesus. Amen. Now, I can bring a team now of Bombita and I show you that you say it's what? It's Bombita. Praise Master Jesus. It's Milo. But is it the container that is Milo? Amen. No, it is what is what? Inside. Praise Master Jesus. Jesus is a healer. It is what is inside Jesus that makes him a what? A healer. And what is inside Jesus? What is Jesus? The Word of God. Some of us are here. This is why in Psalm 107 and verse 20 scripture says, the Lord sent his word. I thought in John 3:16, it was his son that he sent. You know, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He sent his only begotten son. That whoever believeth in him should not what? But now in Psalm 107 verse 20, before Jesus came, it was written that God will send his word and his word will heal them and deliver them from all their destruction. Amen. So it is the word of God that does what? That heals. Someone is getting light. Now, John chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 14, John was talking about this issue, trying to explain this to you and I. It says, in the beginning was the Word. It says, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The Word of God was God. In the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was what? So even my kidneys, my heart, my lungs were made by his word. By his word. Amen. Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was what? Light unto men. So inside that word was light, and there was life. It said, and that light shineth in darkness. It shineth in negative situations. It shineth in contrary situations. And the contrary situations gave what? They gave way. Have you not heard that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord? Verse 6, it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Verse 7 said, the same was for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe the light. Now, verse 8 said, he was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. Verse 9 says, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Is available for every man that will believe. Verse 10, it said, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him. Why? Because they believed him not. It said, but as many as received the word, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. My prayer tonight is that as you receive the word, it will terminate every form of darkness in the name of Jesus. Every contrary issue in anyone's body is coming to an end in the name of Jesus. Now, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 8, the prophet Isaiah was speaking concerning this same word that will come. It said, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. It said, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. The father, the prince of peace, next verse, it says, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Verse 8. The Lord sent a word, and that word has healed him. And that word has healed him. And that word has delivered him from all his world's destruction. Jacob here is what? Israel. The Lord's people, those that believe in the covenant, he sent his word. And the word healed us and delivered us of all our destruction. Someone is coming out. Say, in the word is my healing. Now, Jesus speaking concerning this in Luke chapter 4, verse 16 to 19. Luke chapter 4, 16 to 19. And said, it came to pass that he came to Nazareth, and as it was his culture, he went into the synagogue to preach on the Sabbath day. He said, and he stood there, and the book was delivered to him, which is the book of the law, and then of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found a place where it was written about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty they that are bruised. That is the reason he has sent me. That is the reason I came. You know, the Bible said the Lord sent his word. His word. And his word lighted all Israel. He sent his word. And the Lord delivered them from their what? Destruction. Every time God wants to heal a man, he will send him a word. No wonder Job said, no matter how the flesh has gone, He said, if there be a messenger, one in a thousand, to show the man the uprightness of God. He said, then God will have found a ransom, and then his health will be restored, and he will be delivered from going to the grave, and his skin shall be as that of a baby. Praise the Lord, Jesus. I've seen someone in machete totalita. I was thinking of seeking God. And health began to restore. After prayers, health began to restore. It was rumored that she had a child. I didn't know the confirmation. We just prayed. Serving God. And today she's father than me. Robust. Father than me. If you will accept the word, sir. If you will accept his sent word. You know, they asked Jesus, they said, how can we do the work of the Lord? He said, to do the work of the Lord is to believe him who he has what? Who did he send? Jesus. What did he send in Jesus? His work. That's the work of God. Believe the word. Live the word. That's what it means to serve God. Not sitting in church. Do you believe the word? Are you doing what the word of God says? If you believe the word, you know what the word of God is saying, then you'll be in church. You'll do a lot of things. Praise Master Jesus. The Lord give you understanding. Now let's look at how the word of God heals quickly tonight. How does the word of God heal? Every thing has how it works. Years ago, we were taught in biology that when an external body, a pathogen, a virus comes into a human cell, there's something like white cell, and those white cells are able to assimilate that pathogen, they engulf it around, and after they engulf it, they're able to what? To neutralize it. And then gradually it is passed out, what is left of it is passed out as waste. Some of them can come out sometimes as reactions, as pores, as so mana on the human skin. I'm talking about biology, I know doctors have gone back. Praise Master Jesus. It's explaining how it works, praise Master Jesus. In the same way, there is how the word of God also works. So now, will you expect a white blood cell to fight a virus that is outside your body? If the white blood cell is built, how it works, it engulfs, it fights the pathogens in your body. Now, if you don't know how it works, you will expect the white blood cell to come out and do what? And fight it outside. So this is why, if you don't understand how the word of God works, you will begin to conjure it like what do they call all these books? These mystical books. You will be conjoined it. And so you carry the Bible and rub it on your face, rub it on your chest, rub it everywhere. See, my waist is making me use it and hit it. Amen. Because if you don't understand how it works, so if you don't even understand how paracetamol works, you can soak it in water and rub it on your head. It's heavy. So ignorance is the killer. You may have the solution. If you don't know how it works, sir, that's why you see the doctors telling you. It's not as if they told you that you see that take half. This means half. Or take one. One in the morning, write it. One, one, one. Because there is how it works. Praise Master Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't just take it and conjure it. It's okay. With the way this headache is disturbing me, I need to take like five now. It will end up doing what? Harm. Hope you know the word of God kill it. There is how you apply the word of God. You apply it without understanding. It will kill. The scripture said the letter does what? It kill it. It's a body. It's the spirit that gives what? So you are dying. Your blood has shot 20%. And they said, let them give you blood. They said, no, I'm not taking blood. I decree the blood is multiplying this moment, this instant. Amen. There is how the word of God works. If you don't understand how it works, you may use it to your detriment. Even giving, Osa. There's how it works. So there's how you give, it will put you in trouble. So, if I take my house and live with me and my family, and I sell it and I sow it as a seed, God will bless me eventually. But what will you leave? And before he will bless you, may take maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. For that 2 years, 3 years, the things will pass through. Cold will not be suspended. Rain will not be suspended for that sake of your seed. The rain will beat you. The cold will hit you. And may you survive to the time of your blessing. So there is how to apply the word of God. If you lack this understanding, sir, you will make a shipwreck of life. Yes, sir. If you don't understand, you know how to fast. Young Nicho talked about how his pastor friend, they started me together, died. He went on a 40 days dry fast, sir. Yes. 40 days. I don't know why he was breaking the way that Young Nicho was describing the issue, the pastor of the largest church. Now, on the last day, he wanted to break the fast. Many pastors don't even know this. Many members don't know that when you do a prolonged fast, you're supposed to take liquid bread. He just sat down and loaded some Japanese food. And instantly he began to vomit. That was from where he went. God, sir, God to be with the Lord. And angels will be singing, "Welcome to heaven, oh servant of virtue." Laws will not be suspended for you. You must understand. If you don't understand how the world works, sir, you will get yourself in worse. There's a scripture I shared with one of us. I wish I could get it in Ecclesiastes. He said, "Why be so righteous?" Let's get a scripture. "Why be so righteous that you die? Why be so wicked?" I think Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Let's get that scripture. Perishes in his righteousness. Let's get that. Ecclesiastes. Permit me. I just want us to get an understanding before we apply what we are to learn. Okay, Ecclesiastes 7, let's start from verse 15. Well, let's start from verse 14, sir. Let's go to verse 14. The scripture, if you don't understand scripture, sir, you may use it. The scripture is a two-edged sword. You don't know how to use it to do what? To cut yourself instead of your enemy. He says, "Be not overmuch." No, let's start from verse 14, studio. You went to where I'm looking for. He says, "In the day of prosperity, be what?" He said, "But in the day of adversity, when you have problem," he said, "what? Consider. Learn something from it. When you are prospering, rejoice. When you are not prospering, things are not working." He said, "What? Learn from it. God also has set what? One over the world." So he said for you a time of prosperity. He said for you a time of struggle. The struggle is for you to learn. The prosperity is for you to do what? You know, when you are going to school, they will give you an exam. And then exam period, you are tensed. And after exam, sometimes they give you free period. If the teacher, they give you free period. Maybe they say we should do cultural event. Those of us in Bodan, we have social night. You do all manner. Students are so happy, dancing, break dance. Uh-huh. So that you can cool off. Then they give you another exam again. What? Yes. It's both. So that you learn. He set them both. He says, "God also has set one over another, to the end that man should find nothing but what? Not him." Because in the time of difficulty, you run to God. Praise Master Jesus. Next verse. Now he says, "All these things I have seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perisheth in his what?" How many women had rich children? They say he must be operated. And they say, "No, I won't be operated," and they die. Amen. There's a just man that perishes in his what? His righteousness. And there is a wicked man that does what? And prolongeth his life. In his what? His wickedness. Be not what? Neither what? Why? Amen. Next verse. Be not overmuch. There's a what? There's a what? There's a balance. Somebody came to your house, you stole 5,000. You said, "I'm a child of God, I've forgotten him. I'm forgiving. Next time you're going, you give him your key." I know the key person for mine. You don't say, "Me, I'm the keepers." Power chop. You know the keepers. What the Bible says, say forgive. It did not say what? The one that said that one. I've said this. I've not told you that. Bible said I should what? He did not say she what? If you know where it is in scripture, please show me where he said forgive her. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you should learn. Amen. You should learn from that experience. The Lord give you understanding. Okay, back to our teaching. How do we apply the word of God? Because if you don't know how to apply the word of God, you know, some people are overly righteous, says they die before their time. I can't, I'm a man of faith, I can't take this, I can't do this. You are too rigid. Don't be an extremist. Praise God for Jesus. Amen. Don't be a... Okay. Now, how do the word of God heal? How does it heal? Number one, it changes habits and behavior. The word of God, when listened to, read, studied and applied, has the ability to change what? Habits and what? It has the ability to rewire a man's what? Mind. One of our brothers shared a testimony today, how a habit he was struggling with, he did what? God set him free. The more of the word that is coming, it does what? It sets you free. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 13 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 13 to 18. And not as Moses, which puts a veil over his face. Now, the Bible is describing the glory of the word of God and trying to compare it with the, you know, when Moses went upon the mountain and he returned, his face was what? It was shining. Unusual power came with Moses. They couldn't even look at him, and Moses had to do what? Cover his face. In the same way, there is so much glory in the word of God that there is a what? There is a veil over it. And I'll show you how it is done away. This is why an unbeliever, one that does not have the Holy Ghost, will use it to harm himself. If you don't, if you are not able to take away the veil. It says, Israel could not ever look up to this end and to Zabon. Let's go to the next verse. It says, but their minds were blinded until this day. Remaineth the same what? Veil. Untaken away in the reading of the what? The Old Testament. Which veil? That veil is done away in what? You can only understand the scripture in Christ. Until it comes into you. Next scripture says, but even up to this day, when Moses is read, you know what he's calling Moses there now? Huh? You know what's calling Moses there? The word of what? The Old Testament. The veil is upon their what? Right. Now, next verse says, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, when you turn to Jesus, when you receive Jesus, the veil shall be taken. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. He said, but we all, with open face now, when our face has been opened in Christ, we behold the world and we are changed into the same image like Jesus from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So there is a veil that is done off. You understand it in Jesus. Praise God, said Jesus. Now, this was the reason they were fighting Jesus. Why are you healing on the Sabbath day? Because the word says don't do any work on the Sabbath day. And healing somebody is work. You should not work. You shouldn't work. And Jesus now gives them an understanding. Is it bad to do good on the what? On the Sabbath day. Because until you understand, you know there's a place in scripture where it is written you are not supposed to, there's not supposed to be, they're not supposed to pass out excreta in the ground where is the church. That is to say, as this place is a church now, this whole land where we are meeting, there should be no toilet. Amen. But these days, you guys use water system in your churches. Because if you don't understand why it was, Moses was speaking, the commandment was speaking as at that time, because they were what? They didn't have toilet, they escrit on the what? On the ground. And you come and you escrit just like the one they did the other day close to the signboard. Escrit everywhere on the floor. He was speaking concerning that because of their health. It was a health what? Instruction. When he tells them, wash your hand before you eat. Of you know, it's part of it. You must wash your hand before you do what? It's a scripture. But these days, you are eating with a spoon. And so before you eat with a spoon, you still have to do what? You are still in the letter. May the veil be taken off. When the veil is done away in Christ, then you understand scripture what? Better. Praise Master Jesus. The Lord gives you understanding. He said the commandment has summarized into three. Love the Lord. Love your what? Your neighbor. Love your what? This thing I am doing, is it going to affect myself negatively? If yes, don't do it. This thing I'm doing, will it affect my neighbor negatively? Don't do it. This thing I'm doing, will God not be happy with me? Don't do it. It's that simple. You go and take somebody's wife. Will the person be happy with you? Can you tell anyone that I slept with your wife? No. Or tell any father of the girl that I'm not paying your daughter's dowry, I'm sleeping with her? Praise God. You can't. So you know it is not doing good to the other person. Don't do it. It's as simple as that with Jesus. Praise God, said Jesus. The Lord gives us understanding. So when the word is being read and applied, there is a rewiring. Habits are taken away. He begins to speak to you. This masturbation you are going through, how is it adding to you or is it taking from you? You wake up, you are tired, you can't be focused, your eyesight is affected. Hope you know it affects your eyesight. It affects your eyesight. You don't see properly. In the spiritual, it takes away good things away from you. You sleep every time, you are making love in the dream, you say it's a wet dream. My doctor said there's nothing wrong with signs of puberty. Continue. Right on. Puberty every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. When will you outgrow your own puberty? Grace message. Sir, it will rewire your understanding. But that is when you read it. So I don't carry the word of God and put it on top of my forehead and I begin to shout, masturbation, go, masturbation, go. No, I study. And as I study, there is a word. There is a rewire. That seed, that spirit of wickedness is what? It's taken off. The Lord give you understanding. Number two, when the word of God is studied, it stirs up hope. Hope and faith. When it is studied, it will stir up what? Hope and faith. So, and without these two things, you can't get anything in serving God. Because without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please God. And the Bible says, thy endless expectation shall not be what? And now you have no expectation. And you need to study the word to know what you are supposed to get in Christ, and then you can expect it. And then faith can come. The Lord give you understanding. Quickly through scripture, Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. Jeremiah 15 and verse 16. It said, Jeremiah. It said, thy words have I found, O Lord, I did eat them, and they became the rejoicing and the joy of my heart. He said, for I am called by thy name. Joy, hope stirred up when I read through thy word. I did put it on my head and jump with it. Psalm 119 verse 49. Quickly. It says, remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to do what? To hope. David is speaking, my hope is in the word you taught me. You told me you will bless me. You told me you will heal me. Hence, I have hope. How can you know your hope when you don't study? Verse 81, the same scripture, go to verse 81. Verse 81. My soul fainteth. It says, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. In thy word. It is in thy word. I'm hoping. I'm waiting. The same scripture, verse 116, the same scripture. It says, uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Where did you get the hope? In his word. You can't have hope without studying his word. So you don't even study the word that you are claiming and you are declaring things that is not there. Praise Master Jesus. Amen. The Lord give us understanding. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, he says, now faith cometh. He said, now faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. So without hope, there is no what? It's not faith. And how does faith come? Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Now faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of. So you can't have faith when you don't hear the word of God. So you must study it. You must hear it for your faith to do what? To grow. The Lord give you understanding. So you apply the word. It takes away habit. You apply the word. It stirs hope. Number three. It enables us to conform to what? To scripture. In the book of James, it said, a man that heareth the word of God and does not do it is like he that looks at himself in a mirror. He says, straight away he goes off and forgets the manner of man he is. When I go before the mirror and I look at myself, it's, ah, this is my tie. Position me properly. This is a button. Button works. This beard, let me barb it. This is my head. It's undone. Let me barb it. Maybe I need some cream for this face to. And then I keep getting beautiful, better and better as I look at it. So when I go to the word of God, I see things in my life that are not supposed to be there. And I begin to walk. How can I come out of this issue? How can I come out of this borrowing? How can I come out of this begging? How can I come out of this lying? How can I come out of this iniquity? And I begin to walk towards it. Walk towards it. And I begin to become better. So last year, I used to be a fornicator. This year, I'm no longer. Last 2 years, I used to be a killer. Now I'm no longer a killer. Last 3 years, I used to be bitter. Now I don't have bitterness. And it's healing you. And your health is being restored. You keep applying it. Amen. How will you know that what you are doing is not wrong? When what you are doing is wrong when you are not reading your scripture? You should read. Praise Master Jesus. The Lord give you understanding. One of my mentors who I finished reading the Bible and since then started calling her husband my Lord. Hilarious people laughed, but she was right. Someone once complained about it to me. And I said, that woman is right. The Bible says, look at Sarah, how she even humbled herself to the essence she was calling her husband was my Lord. Talking about the essence, it is what her husband tells her. So, but you've been studying the scripture says, all you are seeing is you shall be the head and not the tail. You are not seeing the place to conform. You are not seeing the step to take to change. Praise Master Jesus. All you are seeing is the blessings, the responsibility you don't see. The Lord give you understanding. We are in a generation where people claim the blessings and leave the responsibility. They claim the blessings and leave the what? So, I say, anybody that comes to sweep the church tomorrow will get 100,000. So they come to church, they don't sweep. They say, pastor say they will get 400,000. 100,000. But you didn't sweep. And hence they begin to say, like, this thing is not working. Have you played your part? Until your part is played, God is not what? Committed. The Lord give you understanding. Now, you see that in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 33, it says, renew your mind. Romans chapter 12 also, and verse 2. See, do not conform to this word, but be transformed by the word. The more you are renewing your mind, the more your health is being stirred up. Your health is just stirred up. I was going through scripture yesterday and I found, I said, ye are lively stones. And it hits me. Jesus is the rock. We are stones. Lively stones. I've never seen a stone admitted. I can be sick. That's where I got it. I believe in who climbed. Are you sure? That's for you. I believe it totally, sir. And it's working for me. If you won't study, you will see. You see it in scripture. It said himself took my infirmity. That means I don't have it. It has been what? Thank you. I don't have it. Do you see? What do you know when you came to this world? You came with an umbilical cord. How many know you came with an umbilical cord? That's one of the things. It came with you. Before you got the shirt, you had an umbilical cord. It came with you, sir. That was your source of feeding. Where is your own? Do you know where it is? They must take it. The nurse took it. Is it still there? No. Though there may be a mark around your navel to show that something used to be here. It is not there. It has been taken. But how come you are still chained? This is my cancer. This is my hypertension. It's not your own. Don't receive it. Say, this is mine. It's not your own. Don't claim what is not yours. Don't claim what is not what? Say, it's not mine. Take it. The Lord give you understanding. Number four, it casts out darkness. The word casts out darkness. When the light just comes, darkness. sickness what? I used to struggle seeing my late mom in the dream, always chasing the after she died then. They took me to Father Didier, they took me to different churches. Those of us around in Senuku, we know them. Prayer everywhere, everywhere. After the dream, I still see that. The time one person told them, the way he's seen is like he knows what happened to his mother. Immediately I heard that I sealed my mouth. So anytime they asked me to use, I said no. Once it's night, fear is gripping me. What did they take? Of the list of the people I believe in Christianity, they were selling tracts. And I collected the tracts of them. And behind the tract was a scripture written. And it was that there is no connection between the living and the dead. And it hit me. He said the dead have no part to play on this world. That ended my day of believing in spirit. There is nothing like that. They are demons and unclean spirit. Whoever is dead is asleep. And when that settled, that day, an anger flew in me. I knew I was not sick. I said, if you come this night, I will tear you in prison. That's the last time I saw a dead person. Today is over 14 years, sir. Today, many people have died that I know. I don't see them. There's no connection. But as long as you believe it, you know, spirit will come and give people message. You know, spirit come and tell you something. Your mother can come and warn you. That travel, don't go. They will keep coming. They will keep coming. As long as you are in darkness, you keep walking in darkness. Because you believe it. Have you noticed you hang a towel in your door, in your room, and there's no light, and you wake up sometimes, it looks like somebody. Have you been there? Have you been there? To get yourself is an issue. When they leave the bathroom, they say, ha! Like, there's a vanish, you don't vanish, now the towel. It's the towel. Praise you and say, Jesus. The Lord give you understanding. Light, when light comes, darkness won. In darkness, anything can look like anything. In darkness, anything can look like what? Anything. But when light comes, then you can discern. This is this. The Lord give you understanding. First John chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. The light shineth and the darkness do not comprehend it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers and wickedness in high places. So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Say, no, we are in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. Pulling down every stronghold, every imagination, and every thought to the obedience of what? Christ. What is Christ there? The word of God. Every thought, every thinking, every idea that comes, that speaks to you contrary to what the word of God says, we pull it down. Pull it down by scripture. This cannot be so. The Lord give you understanding. Number 5, finally. It enlightens. It enlightens. The word of God makes wise. Sir, quite wiser. Quite wiser. Sometimes one of the things I wish is, how I wish I knew God the way I knew him now when I was in school. It makes you so wiser. In everything, in business, in education, in career, get the word. It makes you wiser. And once light comes, your actions are guided. Actions are guided. Yes, sir. And your health is restored. Hosea forces. My people are destroyed for lack of what? Not because the devil is too big. Lack of what? Knowledge. Lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. There was a person that was sick and he was going to make a quack nurse in our place there. This nurse almost killed people, sir. Expert injection giver. So, people were not noticing it, but one of those times I noticed, this person does not look for baby when she wants to give injection. She will just tie the teeth. And she will beat you. She was beating this fellow, treating this fellow, treating this fellow. Beating was not going. But there were people saying her treatment was working. Yes, sir. Because of faith. Faith was healing them. Ah, they have injected me, the malaria will go. And this person was going down. At the time the person stopped, they took the person to the hospital. That's when I knew that malaria can become plus plus. Plus plus. They said the malaria is now plus plus. They had to put drip inside and they started treating. They said, and that's when we knew that they just puncture. No vein. And we were all healing her. Yes. Just like the one I used to call our family doctor. Later I now knew he was not a doctor. He dropped out of medical school. I think he failed year 4. And he came to just, I told him, we call him Dr. Paul. The guy can give injection. He was practicing, sir, the whole place. He can diagnose it. There's nothing he does not treat. If you are ignorant, sir, you will just end up in all manner. He gave one lady injection. That's what exposed him. The lady's, you see, it affected, I know it affected the bone. It was affecting how she walks. How she walks. It was injection, sir. Many are walking in ignorance that way. Walking in ignorance. But today, by the word, your eyes will be opened. Your eyes will be opened. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Ignorance. In Psalm 119, verse 130, thy word has lighted my path. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18 to 20. Isaiah 8, verse 18 to 20. Isaiah 8, 18 to 20. Say, behold, I am the tree of whom the Lord God has given unto me. We are for signs and for all. How can we be for signs and for wonders? When they say to you, let us seek them that have familiar spirits. Let us go to wizards that peep, that mutter. Let's go and take herbs that you don't know where they cut it from. He says, can the living go and seek after the dead? No. Next verse says what? He said, to the law, to the word of God, and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is what? If you don't understand the word, it won't work. So you can even be applying scripture and it's not working because there is no light. Until light shines on the world. Until understanding comes, that's when it begins to work. It will work for you tonight. Pastor, how can I administer the word? Administer it medicinally. Take dosage. Take dosage. Take dosage. Take a psalm. Take two verses. Read them in. Assimilate them into your system. It is surgical. Study it. Believe it will enter into your body and what? And walk. It is prophetic. Declare it over yourself and see it coming to pass. The Bible says, I shall in old age, I shall flourish. I shall even bring forth fruit in old age. I can't die by 40. I can't die by 40. The word says, I will be flourishing even in old age. I will see my old age. Prophesy it for yourself. It is creative. Use it to create your day. Get up in the morning. I'm healthy. I'm strong. I'm getting better. These medications are working for me. My story is changing. Speak it. Let it create a future for you. Our sister talked about how she gathered the family and they prayed concerning people and stepped out. 30,000. He started praying. Sir, the favor, the cloud of favor had been full since. No access to enter because someone will not work. Will not ask. Speak. A closed mouth is a closed. Finally, it quickens. Let it quicken you. When you are weak, Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. It says, if that same spirit be in you that was in Christ Jesus, it shall quicken your mortal body. Stretching yourself, quicken yourself, quicken yourself, quicken yourself. As you study the word, it will work. There are some news you hear, sir, you'll be weak. Take a dose of the scripture. Take a dose of the scripture. Maybe they come and say, I heard the CMD say they are going to release 40 people. They're about to sack 40 people. They say it's from your department too. That's not the time to start. No, get a scripture. Get a standard. He said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against it. So when you have done all your part, all you need to do is to stand with scripture. Now, there is nothing you can do again. All you can do is to get a scripture. Stand on it. He said, the branch that beareth fruit, I will purge and make better. I am bearing fruit. I'm useful to this organization. I can't be released. I'm useful to the house of God. I can't be released. Even if they will release everybody, I will not be among them. Stand on that standpoint. And then what? You see it creating for you your testimony. Rise on your feet. Lift up your voice. Thank you for his word tonight. Thank you for his word tonight. Thank you for his word tonight. Thank him for his word tonight. For light that has come our way. Oh, give him thanks. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have declared. Scripture says he will separate the wheat from the chaff. He will gather the chaff in the body and burn them with unquenchable fire. Say, my father, as this communion comes into me, gather everything that is not of you and burn them with unquenchable fire. Lift up your voice and make that a prayer this morning. Make that a prayer this morning. Gather that which is not of you in my system. Let them be burned with unquenchable fire. Let them be burned with unquenchable fire. Stand in the place of scripture. Stand in the place of scripture. He said he will separate the weeds from the chaff. He will separate that which is useful from that which is not useful. Whatsoever is in my body, buying and selling, let them be gathered. Let them be burned with unquenchable fire this month. Let them be burned with unquenchable fire this month. Let them be burned with unquenchable fire this month. Let them be burned with unquenchable fire this month. Let them be burned with unquenchable fire this month. Let them be burned with unquenchable fire this month. Let them be burned with unquenchable fire this month. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray intensively, pray intensively. Pray intensively, pray intensively. Burn them with unquenchable fire. Burn them with unquenchable fire. I'm standing on the word of God. The word